opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
Welcome once again to the Rusty Satellite Show. This is your host, Rick Redding. I bring you every week some of the most interesting people in the Ville. And this week is, of course, no exception. I have on the show coming up Brandon Bailey, who is part of a really great project. It's fun to bring you good stories about people doing great things in the Youth Build program. Brandon is a remodeler and is one of the bright young stars in remodeling and home building in this city. And also, I'm going to have Ed Jordanic, and you may not know that name, but he is the chief executive over at Luckett & Farley, a company that's been around for 1853, almost 200 years, and it was a great pleasure to go down to their offices right there on 3rd Street across from the library, where Ed and his team are making some changes. And if you don't know what SoBro means, you'll find out when talking with Ed. It's about the South Broadway area of downtown, a very area that is very ripe for development, and a lot of new things coming there. Thanks to Luckett & Farley. It's a really cool company. I'll just tell you that. Before we get into the show, I want to tell you about the Eye Care Institute. You can call them at 502-589-1500. I scheduled last week my LASIK exam with Morgan down there. I'm going to see a doctor, and it's like a 2-hour procedure. They're going to test my eyes and see if I'm a candidate for LASIK, and if I am, we'll see if we can go through it and see what happens, what it costs, the whole deal, and I'll be glad to describe that for you. But Eye Care Institute is a great sponsor of the show. You can see their ads on LouisvilleKY.com and RustySatelliteShow.com. Great folks down there. 589-1500. Any eye care issue that you have, give them a call. All right, well, a lot to talk about this week. I want to get started by introducing you to Ed Jordanic. I went down there on Friday, a beautiful Friday afternoon. They have an outdoor patio out there. It's on the second floor. It's a really, really nice area. The view is like it's okay. It's down there in the South Broadway area. It's a couple blocks south of Broadway. Right across from the big public library down there. And Luckett & Farley's been involved in projects. A history of the city could not be written without some knowledge of Luckett & Farley's participation. It was especially neat. I think I was taken on a tour there, and I saw the original plans for the Churchill Downs Grandstand with the original twin spires. Luckett & Farley was involved in that, and they're still around today. It's still a part of even the modern renovations over there at Churchill Downs and a lot of other buildings in town. So I thought it'd be interesting. Ed is leading a charge to revitalize that SoBro area and make it a place to go and to be developed. I really like the idea of housing that he's got for his area, his interns. I want to be 20 years old again and be an intern interested in architecture, and so I could live up there at the new studios that he's creating up there at Luckett & Farley. So anyway, I'll let him tell you about it. Here's my interview with Ed Jordanic.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect, but the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
And welcome back to the Rusty Satellite Show. I'm with Ed Jordanic down here at Luckett and Farley in a neighborhood we now know as what, Ed?
SoBro.
SoBro. Now, where'd that come from?
South of Broadway. Actually, I don't know where the actual word SoBro came. I think it was coined shortly after Nulu, and we wanted to be cool too. So I don't know who came up with the name, but I will tell you that our marketing director, former marketing director, he since has relocated back to his hometown, but our former marketing director branded SoBro, and the logo and everything that you would typically see now associated with SoBro was launched here at Luckett and Farley, Luckett and Farley's marketing department.
Okay. Well, for people that don't know about Luckett and Farley, you're right here, like where you said, where the public library is right across the street. It seems like a neighborhood that has a lot of great potential.
It's got a lot of potential. There's tons of potential energy here. So our job here at Luckett and Farley, working with other great neighbors, is to turn that potential energy into kinetic energy. And we're thinking that over the next several years and probably few decades that we're going to see transformational change here at SoBro. And I think it's exciting.
Okay. Okay. Well, when you say that, I know that Luckett and Farley has purchased some property around here. And I guess you've got some plans for the newly acquired property.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right now, we're just calling it as a working title, the Third New York Project. But Luckett and Farley launched a real estate development company in partnership with an East Coast equity firm probably about 6 months ago. The idea is to help create opportunity that's complementary to our architecture and engineering and interior design firm. And right now, we made an investment in SoBro probably about 5 years ago when we acquired the building that we're currently in, 737 South 3rd Street, which is, as you said, right across from the library. About 3 months ago, we acquired the building that shares our wall that's next door. So the property that Luckett and Farley owns now is essentially at the alley, which we turned into a courtyard, that is immediately south of Broadway, all the way down to York. Okay. So it's about a quarter city block that the company owns.
Okay, and so there's new stuff coming out.
Sure.
I understand there's a sort of a rich history of when there's this car dealer, right, that was there. And
right, so this was, as I understand it, the first automobile dealership in the city.
Okay.
And if you have some, if you'll get some historic books on Louisville, you'll see this building, and on our rooftop patio was the original outdoor showroom. And so you'll see cars that are on the roof of the second floor, which is essentially over our architectural department right now. And that's really a cool picture to see.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe we'll go take one after we get done talking here. So Luckett and Farley, though, is really, I don't know what word you call it, imbued or a part of a lot of famous Louisville landmarks.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, we have a great story to tell here. It's something that I think is a privilege to be in a leadership position here with a company that has so much rich history. So when I became president, I think we looked at the timeline. I'm something like the 10th president of Luckett and Farley. We were founded in 1853. So the big job for me was not to screw it up, right, to make it better. And we do have historic landmarks scattered throughout not only the city, but the entire state. the City Hall, Clock Tower, the Cathedral of the Assumption Tower, Vincenzo's, which was the Federal Reserve, was done by our company. And we've got historic mansions scattered all throughout the city. And
I'm looking at this brochure. You've been with Churchill, doing stuff at Churchill Downs forever.
Yeah, Churchill Downs, of course, is the marquee relationship that we love to talk about. The firm designed the original Twin Spires in 1894, and we renovated and really remade the entire racetrack during the 2000-2005 era, and we finished that in 2005, and that's the Jockey Club Suites that you see now, the restoration of the Twin Spires Jockey Club, and other amenities that were added.
Yeah, it's been evolving constantly, and I didn't know that Luck and Farley was evolved the whole way, but very interesting. So you were telling me you're like the new kid on the block. You've been around since 2005 here. You got the job right in 2005.
That's correct. Yeah.
So how do you get to be president of Luck and Farley?
Well, I don't think there's any formula for that. I think there was a lot of things that happened that were very fortunate. We were in a huge growth position at the time I joined the firm in 1998, I believe, and we were growing very very strongly. I was just handling a ton of work along with a few other guys. And we were I happened to be in the right place at the right time, I think. And a lot of things converged, and the timing was right, and everything really came together. So I wish I could tell you that there was a great formula for you to follow. But it was a lot of hard work, a lot of support from the people here, being in the right place at the right time, and a lot of blessings. So
okay.
I'm happy.
Well, and you were telling me you live over in Floyd County, but tell me a little bit about your background, like your education, where you grew up.
Well, okay, so I'm sort of a Midwest guy. I was born in the Cleveland, Ohio area, Lakewood, Ohio. Moved shortly after that to the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. Then moved to the Detroit, Michigan area, and then found my way back to Ohio. In Louisville, Ohio, spelled the same way as Louisville, Kentucky. All right?
Okay.
So then I went to Ohio State and got my architectural degree. So this is where my story gets interesting. Okay, so when I was a junior in the architectural program, I was voted the most likely to become famous with no talent. So I'm very proud of that designation. My professors voted me in, and I wore that like a badge of honor. Shortly after that, I was kicked out of Ohio State for academic reasons. So then I found my way to Louisville, Kentucky, partially educated architect.
Okay.
I worked for some local firms and then shot my way back into Ohio State to complete my degree. And I have the designation. I think this is accurate. I think I'm the only student to ever be on academic probation and the dean's list at the same time.
Well, that's I don't think I've achieved that at Western at all. Maybe one of those two.
It took a lot of work.
Okay. But so you come to Louisville, and after all those, sort of they sound like, Midwestern cities, Louisville. What do you like best about living here?
Well, I love the people, and I love the pace. Here's how I describe Louisville, and I think this is pretty accurate. It's a great surrogate measure. If you go to a city like Columbus, Ohio, Boston, even Nashville to some degree, even though that's a little bit more genteel, when you try to change lanes on the highway, this is my test. When you try to change lanes on the highway, you put your left turn signal on. If the person behind you speeds up so that you can't move, You don't live in a nice community. That doesn't happen in Louisville, Kentucky. So when you put your left turn signal on, the person driving behind you gives you room and lets you move over. That's a nice city to live in.
Well, that's as good a test as any, I guess.
It's a good surrogate. Now, listen, pay attention to that when you go to different cities and use that as a metric and put your left turn signal on to move into your lane and see what happens.
Okay. Well, that is a great thing about living here. Now, let's get back to what's happening here at SoBro. You're talking about new development around here, and what specifically can you tell me about what Luckin Farley is going to do with this property you've acquired?
Well, we're going to create a really great mixed-use development here. We're going to do several things. One of the most exciting things we're doing right now is we are designing brand-new state-of-the-art offices for our company, and we will move our company next door. And we will occupy the majority of the building next door, and we'll also come back into this current building that we're in now. So we'll kind of weave them together in a very big way. The front of the building that we're currently in now will most likely become a restaurant. And
where we're sitting now?
That is correct, okay. Right. Yeah, so you'll be sitting at a table right where we're at now, but maybe enjoying a fine meal.
There you go.
That's the plan.
With a fine view of the library.
Great view of the library, sure. And then we are currently, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but we will be making an announcement very shortly about a launch of a new, art-focused business that we'll be launching soon, and I'm not ready to make that announcement. And really, honestly, that announcement owns. I think that the ownership of that announcement is to our development company president. He's been very passionate about that.
Oh, so you can give it away to us.
I wish I could. No, he's a lot bigger than I am.
Okay, clue number one,
yeah,
big guy.
He's a big guy. No, I don't want to do that to him. But he's been working very hard on it, and I want him to take all the excitement that's going to come with that announcement. That's his all the way. We'll have something that I'm very excited about that I can share with you for the first time. We're going to move forward with having internship housing. So one of the biggest challenges that we have, and any other small business in this area, is attracting and retaining the very best talent. And so in order for us to stand up and look our clients in the eye and say, we are attracting and retaining the very best talent that not this area, not somebody who has a housing solution, not somebody close by, but in the world. So now we'll be able to attract an intern anywhere in the world and develop a package for that intern to come to Louisville, to travel to Louisville, to live safely in student housing quality housing that's fully furnished and equipped, and work at Luckin Farley in a safe place, and in an attractive learning environment for them to go back to school and hopefully be able to apply what they've learned here.
So this housing would be right here on this site?
That is correct. Wow. It'll be in the building, but it'll be a residential floor. It'll have no physical connection to the office whatsoever. It won't be any different than a loft in Soho or in the Upper East Side of New York. And, it'll have that vibe, but it'll be fully furnished and equipped, safe housing for our interns, and we'll have interns here 365 days a year, summer and both semesters. So we're really excited about the way we're going to amp up our human resources commitment and talent acquisition program.
Well, that sounds very exciting. We're out of time here on the show, but I tell you, I'm very excited about what you're saying about SoBro and what's coming to this area.
Well, I sure appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about it, and thank you for your interest in Luckin Farley. It's a company I'm extraordinarily proud of, as I said, we're 161 years old, but I feel like we're just starting the second part of our life here at Luckin & Farley, and I'd really like people to pay attention to what's going on. I think you're going to be really blown away with what we're doing now.
And here we are back on the Rusty Satellite Show. Thank you to Ed Jordanik for giving me a tour down there at Luckett and Farley. It was a lot of fun to meet him down there and Carolee Allen, who is a friend of mine who set this all up. So it was all good. This part of the show, I want to get into, first of all, by telling you about Ballantine Whiskey. If you go to LouisvilleKY.com, you can find about a dozen interesting recipes of drinks that you can make with Ballantine chocolate whiskey. There are things like the like a Negroni, for example, or a mint julep, or there's one called the 20th Century. A number of great drinks with a little touch of chocolate in your bourbon makes for a fine sweet drink. We've had a bunch of events around town, and we're trying to plan a new Cocktails with Champions with my friends at Ballantine for May. So sometime in May we'll have that event coming up. And it's all thanks to the good folks at Ballantine Chocolate Whiskey. All right, in this part of the show, I'd like to catch you up on the news that's been going on. A lot of people don't pay much attention to what's going on in the city, except if you listen to the Rusty Satellite Show. What a surprise Tuesday morning. I got up because I'm also doing a podcast for the Jefferson Town Chamber. And I wanted to. I was going to have Chief Rick Sanders on the show, and I called him about 8:15 in the morning, and he said he'd be glad to do it. He had to talk to Mayor Bill Dereff that morning, and he'd get back to me later in the day. Well, come to find out, the reason he was going to see Mayor Dereff was to announce his resignation. Chief Sanders was tapped by Governor Matt Bevin to head the Kentucky State Police. And now, if you know anything about Sanders' background, he was on this show a while back, and he is I hate to say it this way, but he was almost overqualified for J-Town. Sanders has a very impressive background in law enforcement, and you know, had come to a point where I think he's been there since like 2007. And does a great job out there in J-Town, and it's really going to be tough. Mayor Dereff released a statement expressing, you know, how it was an honor for J-Town to get to have its police force basically tapped by the state police to take over not just Sanders' job, but Major Alex Payne will also leave the J-Town Police Department. So those two will be there. So there's big news. A lot of big news out of J-Town this week, you know, not just because I'm doing that podcast, but I also got to go out to an event called a place called the Main Event. Had a ribbon cutting, grand opening, and they had a VIP event on Sunday. And what the Main Event is, it's a place to go for bowling, billiards, arcade games, shuffleboard, you name it. All associated with good food. It's a huge, huge facility. It's out there right on Blankenbaker. You can see it from 64. The new theaters out there on Blankenbaker are there. And then next door, there's also a place called Malibu Jack's that has go-karts and stuff. So it's become quite a recreation area, I guess, is just outside of it's right there in J-Town. You go back there by Sam's Club, and the Malibu Jacks is in the old Hoops facility. It's been there for a while, but they've converted it to this new business. So that was sort of a bit of big news too. Another big announcement this week, I think that we're all interested in, because we heard from the toll lady Mindy Peterson a couple of weeks ago on the show, and the bridge the Bridges Project announced made a big announcement this week about the end is near. The end is near on the Bridges Project, and that means the tolls will go into effect. They're saying that by December at the latest, East End Bridge will be finished. The Kennedy Bridge, which has been shut down, it's the North-South Bridge. It used to carry 65, and all that traffic is now on the new one. That's going to be finished, and they're going to be all set to start charging you tolls to go into Indiana. So if that's... You know, if you go there a lot, you know, that's what's going to happen. I actually have to go over there. I'm so excited. Just so you know, I'm so excited. If you listen to the show, you know, I got rear-ended on March 3rd, and my car had to go in the shop. And it's been a tough time. I got a rental car and everything, but as you may or may not know, I've been an Uber and Lyft driver, and I had to give that up for a little while. So hopefully I'll get back out on the road. Very funny scene. Speaking of Uber drivers, I'm finding that Uber is sneaking into popular culture in a lot of different ways. There's this show on HBO called Togetherness, and one of the main characters is an Uber driver. He has a funny couple of funny experiences that I'm not going to tell you, but you should watch it if you're interested in. There's a lot of good TV on. I've been watching The Americans. The new season of The Americans, and there's Better Call Saul. Those are my favorite shows right now, I guess. I did catch up on Scandal the other day as well. So just a lot of stuff on TV. I guess that's what I've been doing since I haven't been driving as much for Uber and Lyft. So that's what's going on there. Okay, this is about the news. So let's get back to the news. You know, the big event coming to town this weekend is the NCAA tournament. The men's basketball tournament is coming to the Yum Center. The South Regional is being played here. What is generally considered the favorite to win it all, Kansas Jayhawks, are playing Thursday night at about 9:40 against Maryland from the Big Ten. The first game on Thursday features the ACC's Miami Hurricanes against Villanova. At this point, all the games are good. All the teams are good. All the games should be good. There should be no blowouts. I think Kansas is favored to win here. It ought to be fun. And on Saturday, the winners of the first two games, I look for a Kansas-Miami matchup on Saturday for a ticket to the Final Four. It's probably what's going to happen, but you never know. The other big news that I'm following is down at Western Kentucky. And as you know, a week or so ago, Coach Ray Harper resigned after 5 years. My theory is he was at the end of his contract. He was going to get canned anyway. And so he tendered his resignation. It happened to fall on the same day that the school suspended three players for reasons that have not yet been made public. So I'm sort of leaning toward the fact that those two things are not related, is what I think. But I love that when a local team has a coaching vacancy, the speculation on who the next coach is always very, very interesting. I love the fact that and I did not know, when I was at school at Western, there was a really cool point guard. His name was Curtis Townsend, and he played for Coach Gene Cady. For you basketball aficionados, Gene Cady, before he went to Purdue, was at Western while I was a student. And in the late 70s, early 80s, Curtis Townsend was a point guard on the team. Well, Curtis, after leaving Western, began a coaching odyssey. He's made several stops at big-time programs, but he's been at Kansas, I think, for 12 years as an assistant coach Bill Self. He'll be in town with the Jayhawks this weekend for the NCAA tournament, and he has become one of the top names being mentioned as part of the list of coaches being considered by Western Kentucky. He has said publicly that he'd love to come back. He loves the school. He loves the community. I'd love to see Curtis there. The other top names that many of you are familiar with, Kenny Payne, the assistant coach at Kentucky. You see him at all the Kentucky games right beside Coach Calipari. He's done a great job at Kentucky. He's a former University of Louisville player and is the top assistant at Kentucky. I'm not sure that Western could, frankly, afford him, but we'll see. I hope that Kenny Payne would be a good choice for Western, as would, I think, John Pelfrey, who you may remember was the head coach at Arkansas, was an assistant down at Florida for several years, and is a former Kentucky player, played on those Unforgettables way back in the 90s. And John Pelfrey has become a candidate for the job, at least in terms of the speculation about it around town. So it'll be interesting to see if one of those three or somebody else becomes the head coach at Western Kentucky. I expect an announcement probably before the end of the NCAA tournament. I would think, unless there's a lot of ways to look at this, but if it's Townsend, they may wait till the tournament ends if Kansas goes all the way to the Final Four. We'll see. So anyway, a lot of basketball going on. No local teams still playing, unfortunately, as the Cardinals were unable to play in the postseason. In Kentucky, lost a surprising game to Indiana, which is playing in Philadelphia this weekend. Kentucky lost to Indiana last week. It's kind of a surprising. I really thought they were going to win. So, all right, enough about basketball. Very quickly, a couple of big news stories. Not really big news stories, but ones that caught my attention. Did you see that a woman has been charged after she left a loaded gun in her nightstand that was picked up by her two-year-old, and her two-year-old shot her in the chest? Can you believe that? I'm not really interested in getting into the gun argument, but these people that are such advocates of having loaded guns around all the time, you got to remember there are stupid people who will abuse them. And there's, the more the gun laws, I think, are relaxed, the more stupid people get a hold of them and do dumb things like leave them around your nightstand for a two-year-old to pick up and shoot you. So anyway, that was a story that came out of Louisville this week. A tragic story just outside of J-Town, unfortunately. There was a murder-suicide, and nobody yet has come up with an explanation for why this man shot his wife and two children. They were 4 and 5 years old. They had attended church that morning, St. Michael. It happened on Sunday, and it happened in the middle of the afternoon. This man, according to reports, shot his wife, shot his kids, set his house on fire, and shot himself. And it's just a tragedy. You just don't know why people, what gets to people, and why they do what they do. Of course, it's a lot easier to do, and you got a gun laying around, I guess. But anyway, I don't want to get all the gun people mad at me. But anyway, those are two stories that caught my eye as tragedies, sort of, in Louisville this week. All right, well, let's move on with the show. I want to tell you about Brandon Bailey. Now, I used to work, believe it or not, I've had a lot of jobs in this town, and one of them was as the marketing director, the very first marketing director for what was then called the Home Builders Association of Louisville. And we produced a television show. We did all kinds of great stuff, and we work with remodelers who are members of the organization. Well, the organization has changed its name to be more inclusive. It's called the Building Industry Association of Louisville, I believe is the name of it. But I was happy to meet Brandon Bailey. He's a young man from here, went to Eastern High School. He went to UK and is started a business, a remodeling business right here in town, and is one of the more successful remodelers in the city. And he is giving back by working on this, working with this nonprofit called Youth Built. And I was very impressed. I went by there. It's down there on Preston, just south of Broadway. And they have a nice facility where these kids, these 18 to 24-year-old kids, work on learning building trades. And hopefully that will translate into something big in their career, keep them out of bad things like drugs and all that. And the little houses that they build help developmentally challenged children. So it's a win-win situation. And thanks to Aaron Jones for introducing me to Brandon Bailey and his company. I think it was it's just one of those feel-good stories. I'm really happy to do that. I really want to follow up and see the house. The little house that I saw is going to a little girl. We talk about it in the interview, so you'll follow along. And it's a really great story, and I encourage you to listen to all the information provided in this interview with Brandon Bailey.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
Today we are, we've just done a photo in a little house. It's part of a big project with Brandon Bailey. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now tell me about, I just toured the grounds. I saw some classes going on, And this seems like a great, great project. Tell me about Youth Build and what it's doing here.
Yeah, Youth Build's doing a great job trying to connect with young people in this community and give them a second chance to get a career that they can feel proud of and take care of themselves and their family.
And they're doing there's multiple benefits here, because you were just telling me about a little house that we were down in, a sort of a playhouse that's built by these young people, but it benefits a little girl, right?
Right. Actually, we have two little girls that have had some physical disabilities and issues that they're dealing with, and not only does the construction of these houses give a opportunity for the students here at Youth Build to practice their construction skills, but then they get moved to these little girls' homes, and they get to be kind of the central social hub and a place for them to get some therapy related around their issues or an escape from their issues.
Okay. So, yeah, they're going to plop that house we were in right down in somebody's backyard, and a developmentally disabled girl is going to benefit. And hopefully for her, it's the hub of her neighborhood, right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the idea is that this is going to be an opportunity. She lives in a world where there's a lot of no's. You know, she might like to do different things, and she's not able to do that. And this playhouse is designed to be a bunch of yeses for her. Yes, you can go out and play in the playhouse. Yes, your friends can come over and join you in it. And so that's one of the biggest values of it.
Okay.
The other young girl that is getting the house doesn't have as much of a physical issue as she has some other issues related to breathing and things like that. And so it will be more of an escape for her to get out of a bedroom full of, you know, medical devices and things like that.
Well, you told me, and the other benefit side, you were telling me about a guy who'd been through the program on the building side who is now in the remodeling business. He started his own business, right?
One of the students here is, you know, the total success story, was able to go through the program, get exposed to construction, get probably more than anything the confidence that he could go out and start a business and be successful with it.
Okay. Well, it's great, a young guy like you getting involved in something like this. How did you, because I know you got involved through a company, one of the many companies I used to work for. It used to be called the Home Builders, your path to Youth Build is an interesting one as well.
Yeah, so I have been involved with the Building Industry Association now for several years, and when I first got recruited to be a part of the board, someone thought that I might be a good fit for being one of the builder mentors for overseeing one of the construction for Playhouse several years ago. So I've always had a heart for community involvement, and it's really nice when you can overlay your career and community service and kind of knock two birds out with one stone. And so the idea was it was a great way to be involved and use the skills that we had and to see multiple people benefit. So we helped oversee a Playhouse construction several years ago, and then it made sense for me to continue to get involved within the Building Industry Charitable Foundation, basically the nonprofit organization that helps fund and make sure that these Playhouse projects and other projects we do happen. So I chair that committee now.
Okay. Well, it's great work, and it's great to see somebody like you giving back. And I guess it occurs to me that, you told me you grew up here, Eastern High School, went to UK. What made you, were you always good with building things? You're a remodeler now.
Yeah.
So was that always the career path you had chosen? Other than, like with me, it was like Major League Baseball player, and then if that doesn't work out, it'll be a writer or something.
You know, I was interviewed for an article recently about, you know, what did I want to be when I grow up? And I kind of made the mistake of not pursuing that very closely. And, and maybe that's why I ended up in the construction field. I was a financial advisor for a few years out of college. And that wasn't the right career for me. I enjoyed just building and producing things. It's ironic now that my job has more to do with running a business and selling than it does actually producing. But the idea of taking something that's not working and changing it into a space that now does work is very exciting now, still to me.
Okay. Well, I saw that your company has several employees, so I'm sure it's growing. What kind of projects do you really like to tackle? What's your bailiwick, so to speak, on building?
You know, the perfect job for us is someone that comes in and just has some areas in their house that they just hate. The kitchen that, it's isolated, it's cramped. When we entertain, there's nowhere for people to be. It's worn out. It's ugly. I'm embarrassed to have people over. And so taking a house that where people aren't using all of it and what they are using of it they don't like and helping them use more or all of their house and it becoming their favorite place to be is what we specialize in. So, you know, opening up spaces, connecting living spaces with workspaces, kitchens to family rooms, and taking people's bathrooms that are cramped and worn out and aren't working and making them this more of a spa-like experience. So it's a retreat for the way they end the day, or it's a great way for them to start their day. So doing mostly interior type remodeling, but we do some room additions and a little bit of commercial.
Focus on any part of town or?
Yeah, we really do focus primarily on the east end of Louisville. Driving down Shelbyville Road, Westville Road, Brownsville Road, out to the Gene Snyder and a little beyond, just look to your left and right and you'll probably see one of our job signs.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, like a small company like you, like I remember, it's been 30 years since I was in what was then called the Home Builders Association, but I worked with a lot of remodelers and you know, there's one man bands and there's guys that have significant size companies. Where do you see you going? Are you going to grow bigger and better, or you like where you're at?
No, I think our business has a lot of potential, and there's a lot of opportunity for a company like ours to serve a larger group here in Louisville. I think that we could easily, over the next 5 years, double our business without necessarily having to add a tremendous amount of staff. I'm spending a lot of time doing training, continuing education related to sales, related to running the business, and I think that's really opened my eyes to the growth potential that we have.
Yeah, I guess it would. The ultimate great thing would be for somebody to come out of Youth Build here and that you could hire.
Yeah, that would be ideal. I mean, that's a total success story, is that someone gets exposed to the construction field, gets some training, and then they can put that to use. That would be a very, very much a success. And I know of another remodeler that has a Youth Build student working for him right now.
Okay. Well, very good. So Youth Build, just getting back to that, it's a national nonprofit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we're the you're the local. How many, since you've been involved, how many kids at a time are going through the program?
I think, I could be mistaken on this, but I think they generally have about 30 kids or so that go through the program on an annual basis, at least for the construction program.
Sure. And how do the kids find out about it?
I think that there's a variety of ways. I think like high school counselors might point them in this direction. I think that there are certain ones that get into trouble and it's an alternative to some of the other options of where they could end up. So I'm not 100% sure where they all come from.
Okay. Well, I mean,
recommendations, you know, from existing students or
we got a lot of issues with young people in our society, you know, that they end up in drugs or and they end up in jail or they end up in trouble of some sort. So, you know, there must be satisfaction of taking a kid that might be headed down that path and moving them into a different direction.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, that's great. So the as a remodeler, I just want to go back to one thing I remember from the from my days there. You have an annual show, the remodelers? So you have the tour of remodeled homes still?
Yeah, every August. We're getting ready to, I think it'll be around the 30th. They started it around 1985, so we're looking at around the 30th or 31st tour that they'll do. It's in August of every year. It's a great way for people to see in their neighborhoods how people are changing their homes. It's a very different take than Homorama. While that's a great place to go on one street and see a lot of the newest trends and some cool stuff, the tour is, I see it as more realistic solutions to people's everyday problems with their own houses.
Yeah, it's I've got some things in mind at my place right now. But anyway, got to wrap it up here, Brandon. But this has been an eye-opening experience. It's great to see what you're doing down here with Youth Build.
Yeah, appreciate you having us today.
That was a really great story from Brandon Bailey. I'm really glad I got to meet him and learn about all the great things they're doing down at Youth Build, especially the part about helping our young people, 18 to 24 year olds, who can get in a lot of trouble if you're not careful, learning a trade and finding a way to get out and be successful in the world of business. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. My sponsors, Passport Health Plan, Ballantine Chocolate Whiskey, and Eye Care Institute. I can't thank them enough for encouraging me and participating in the show. We wouldn't have made 142 straight shows without them, without the help and support of sponsors and some of the great guests that we've had on the show throughout. It's almost 300 people who have been guests on the Rusty Satellite Show. Isn't that something? Thanks to Dan Vonderhyde, my producer, Jackie Bentley, for putting up stories on LouisvilleKY.com, Jason Smith for running all my technology and web work, and all the other folks who helped me put this show together. I encourage you to come back next week when I'll have two more of the most interesting people in the Ville right here on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.
Time I